become what I became. With this level of fame, my soul is possessed by this devil. My new name is Rain Man.
Episode 32 of the Rain Man Podcast. Happy holidays, everyone. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. Happy Kwanzaa. Let me take that back. Nobody celebrates Kwanzaa. Tell me three people. No, give me two people that celebrate Kwanzaa. Email me, all right? Or tweet at me. Let me know. You tell me if you know someone that celebrates Kwanzaa, because I don't believe it. Even if you tell me, I'm not going to believe you anyway. Okay, where are we going with this podcast? How's everybody doing? You out there with the savages? Shopping? I feel for you. I feel for the parents. I really feel for you guys. What the fuck are you doing? Oh, God, are you stressed out yet? What's today? It's Tuesday, right? The 23rd. God damn, you got 3 days to get that kid that fucking Skylanders toy. Or whatever it is that they play with. I'm so happy. I got a little sister. She's done with Barbies. She really doesn't give a shit. She's into superhero shit and Ninja Turtles. So I knocked that out the way. I got her the three Ninja Turtles she needed. That's it. I'm done. Because you know what everybody else is getting? Gift cards. You get a gift card. You get a gift card. It's so nice. No wife, no kids. I'm sorry. I'm not bragging. Where was I going with this? I don't know. I was trying to tell everybody happy holidays. But I pretty much just shit on it. No, I like the holidays. It's always good. I didn't mention no wife, because that usually, that's a rough one, right? Shopping for the girlfriend. Because I had a coworker ask me, what should I get my girlfriend? I'm like, dude, there's so many, like, factors that go into that. First off, how long have you been going out with her? If you've been going out, like, 3 months, don't go too fucking overboard, buddy, all right? If you guys, like, just started, you know, fucking, I'd say, suggestion, 3 months, some sweatpants, a sweatsuit, you know, because it comes off easy. I'm sorry. Sweatsuit, yeah. 3 months, sweatsuit. 6 months, I have no fucking clue. I don't know. It's hard to shop for ladies. I don't know. To shop for me, it's easy, because I'm into, like, dumb shit. I like superhero shit. I like video games. So right there, gift card. Yeah, give me a gift card. Fucking GameStop. That's it. That's simple, right? There's other guys that like sports. That's easy. I'll just get them some sports shit. With, you know, ladies, it's hard, man. You females are kind of fucking difficult. I wouldn't know. So, any guys out there with girlfriends, good luck with that. I can't help you. What else? I think that's about it. Let's just start the freaking podcast. Oh, no. I can't start it yet. Hold on. Many of you know, I work in retail, all right? Yes, I'm in the belly of the beast. I'm right in the fucking middle of it, all right? Do me a favor. These retail stores, they close at 2 a.m., all right? Now, if you have to do this, then look, I get it, all right? But if you have an option, don't have your fucking kids out 2 in the morning shopping. Don't fucking stress them out because you forgot to get, you know, the fucking toy or whatever. All right? Leave them with a fucking aunt. Let them sleep. Jesus Christ, dragging the poor fucking kid around 2 in the goddamn morning. They don't need that shit. Excuse me, I need to take a drink of this coffee. Excuse me 1 second. Goddamn, that was good. Yeah, public service announcement. Keep the kids home, all right? And another thing, and you know what? I hate to point out or speak to a particular race, but black customer. No, black women. When you're shopping at 1:30 in the morning, Stop yelling at me because there's no more black Barbies. I'm sorry. Do I look like a goddamn elf? Am I making these goddamn toys? No, I'm putting them on the shelf. What are you getting mad at me for? Again. You had all year. Christmas is once a year, correct? You had all year. Stop getting mad at me that there's no more black Barbies, okay? And to tell you the truth, your kid, she probably doesn't give a shit what race it is. That's why shopping for... having a son, I could only imagine shopping for a boy is so much easier. Do you really think a boy gives a shit what color or race a G.I. Joe is? None. Zero. We don't give a fuck. And tell you the truth, for boys, it's got to be fucking easier. What, Ninja Turtles? No race. They're fucking turtles. They don't care. Getting mad at me. Why can't you get on the white Barbie? It's not my goddamn fault. Look, we have plenty of Kenya toys left over. For people who don't know, Kenya is like, she's like the black Barbie, basically. Which is usually located at like a corner, like in the back. Look, I don't make this up, all right? I don't choose where they fucking go. I'm not being racist right now. I'm just letting you know. I'm just filling you in, just in case you didn't know, all right? So, there you go. Two things. One, keep your kids home. Stop dragging them the fuck around, unless you have to, all right? I feel for you. For the ones that have to do that, all right? I feel for you, okay? Like Chaka Khan, I feel for you. Black customers, black female customers, stop yelling at me, all right, about the black Barbie. That's all I'm saying. I don't know, all right? Limited time offer, I don't know why we don't have any left. Maybe because you're fucking shopping at 1:30 in the morning. You think anything's left? I don't know if you noticed, but all the white ones are gone too. There's nothing left. All right? So there you go. That's how we're going to start this holiday edition of the Rain Man podcast. Fuck it. Let's just start it. God damn it. That just pissed me off. I'm sweating. Just go. Start it. I think it's a little disturbing that the Sony leaks, the Sony emails overshadowed the torture report that came out last week. If you didn't read it, the torture report, America after 9/11, and we were fucking torturing motherfuckers, all right? We wanted revenge, goddammit. That's when everybody was so, I'm American, you know, ho, fucking, you know, with the goddamn 4x4 in their hand. I wasn't, but, you know, a lot of people were. If you don't know about it, you could find it online, torture report. I took a glimpse at it. I definitely took a glimpse at it. Because you know how long this fucking thing is? 600 pages. Okay? Say that to yourself. 600 pages. That's a lot of fucking torture. I couldn't write that report. 600 fucking pages. You would think, okay, torture report. That's 10 pages max. And that's with the smallest font on a computer. 600 pages. It's pretty fucking scary. But I really, you know what? The government is just so brilliant. You gotta, just like I said, glimpse, read through it, whatever. But you gotta see the words that they use. Okay? Because it's not... One of them was, it wasn't torture. They used, enhanced interrogation techniques. It's brilliant. Fucking brilliant. But then you got the Sony, email leaks, which I'm not really going to even talk about because, you know, you've heard everything by now. And I'm not going to sit here like, you know, I'm more concerned with the torture reports because, honestly, I want to know what's going on with the next Spider-Man movie. Is he going to be in Avengers? So I gave a shit more about Sony emails. Yes, I'm sorry. Sorry, I'm not that, you know, super American. But look, it's fucking, it's war, people, all right? There's going to be fucking torture, all right? It's war. We're shooting people in other countries. We're dropping fucking bombs on them. We're taking their fucking land. And you're mad about torture? Come on. Come on. Come on. It's war. It's not pretty. Look at the history of the fucking world. Torture has been used for years. I'm not saying it's good. But it's been used for years. It was America's pastime in the fucking 1600s. You get a couple of witches together. And you light them on fire. Got the family together. Yeah. Good times. Do you want some original podcast content? Do you want to listen to an eclectic group of individuals? Did I use that word correctly? I think I did. And if I didn't, you still understand what I'm talking about. All right. Do you want variety? There you go. That's a word for you. Variety. That's the perfect word for this little commercial I'm doing. You want variety? Different podcasts, different opinions, different voices. You know what you do? Listen to me. www.fizzbutton.net. You go there. You click on the icon that says podcast party. And right there, a list is going to pop out, and each one of those motherfuckers are bad motherfuckers, okay? You got Don't Fake the Funk. They break down MMA. Some savages from fucking Germany, which are pretty good with their goddamn, what's the word? Their picks for fights. I don't know what they do for a living, but they should probably get into gambling. What else? You got the man who started this whole podcast party. You got Danny Penn, the host of the Pinpoint podcast. You got Talk to Cleo with Miss Cleo, the baddest motherfucker on that motherfucker. All right? Who else? Biff Sweetwater. There's so many people. Check it out, please. And then you got me. My dumbass is up there, too. All right? So check it out. Support the Fizz Button. Support everyone. All right? Ever since last week, when I started reading about these sound cannons, I've been like obsessed with like futuristic like weaponry lately. I don't know if it's just my new hobby or something, but nothing that kills people. All right, I'm not interested in weapons that kill people. I've just been reading about like non-lethal weapons this past week, and I seen one thing, and I want it for my house so bad. It's called a micro laser, okay? It's basically, it's a fucking microwave gun. It, you could, like, aim it a couple of feet away, and, basically, when it hits, it only takes about a second, and they say that, you feel like you feel underneath your skin is burning, all right? It doesn't kill you, it just hurts like hell. So, yeah. When the apocalypse goes down, I want one of those on top of my house. I gotta check how much does something like that cost. I should have probably looked that up. Of course, the government said this weapon would not be used against civilians. Of course, you know. You got to call bullshit on that. They said it would only be, they used examples of when it would be used. Like, for example, they would put it on like a ship, you know, like just to repel pirates. You know, like Captain Phillips, you seen that movie? I haven't. But I know it's about a fucking captain and he gets, you know, pirates get on board. If they would have had one of these fucking micro lasers, none of that would have happened. So yeah, they're saying stuff like that. You could put it there or... Look, we know what it's going to be used for, all right? And I know what you're thinking. All the protesters? Nope. You know where I see it? You know where I see this being used? The Mexican border. I could honestly see America having a bunch of these fucking micro lasers on the fence, right? Is that what's covering the border of Mexico now? They just have like a big ass like fence, is it? Or do they have anything? I don't even know. Like, so many comedians make jokes about it. Like, is there really a fence? I don't know. Maybe I should probably check that. But then again, it doesn't even fucking matter. Even if you have these micro fucking things aiming down like a mile of road and the Mexicans are going to get burned alive, we're just going to fucking like go underneath. We're just going to make fucking tunnels. It doesn't matter. You're not keeping us out. Why did I say us? Ugh. Maybe because you're half Mexican, Raymond. Oh, yeah, that's right. But you're not going to stop them. They're going to fucking get over. Or around. Or underneath. No goddamn microwave's going to fucking stop them. Oh, boy. So, yeah, just an update. The government is making microwave laser beams. So just keep that in mind, all right? You go protesting, you might get fucking burned alive. Because they're going to test it on protesters first before they test it out on the Mexicans, just to see if it's non-lethal, all right? So just a heads up, all right? Okay. Damn, how much does that cost? I should have checked that. Tupac was right. Got money for wars, but can't feed the poor. Goddamn. Have you heard of this show called 19 Kids and Counting? Pretty self-explanatory. It's about a couple, and they got 19 fucking kids. Why do they have 19 kids? Who the fuck knows? That poor vagina. After 10, it's just... the vagina just said, fuck it. I mean, it's 19... God damn. After 10, she could just give birth in her sleep. It has to be nothing. Nothing. After 18, it's just the 19th one just... Jesus Christ, 19 goddamn kids. Now, what are you saying? Are they black, white? I'm not even going to tell you. They're religious. That's all you need to know. They're super fucking religious. And apparently, they're getting a little backlash for being too religious. You would think people would be offended because they're fucking like jackrabbits. No. They're mad because, well, apparently someone made a petition. There we go. Another goddamn petition. Oh, fucking America. We love petitions. Someone made a petition, a digital one, and they got 180,000 signatures to get the show canceled. Why? Because the husband believes marriage, he believes, truly believes, marriage should be between a man and a woman. Now, me personally, I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck who you marry. Two guys want to marry? Nice. Rock and roll. God bless you. Two chicks want to get married? All right, let's go. But you know what I'm saying. Who gives a shit? All right? But those are his thoughts, his beliefs, how he was raised. All right? At the end of the day, like, what? Why sign a petition? Don't watch the fucking show. What's the point of... That's the petition right there. Petition is ratings. Nobody watches it. They'll stop making the fucking show. Jesus Christ. And you know what you don't realize? Whoever signed this petition, like, it's not just that you're getting people fired that worked on the show. Like, you got like the cameraman and the guy that holds the fucking mic. Do you think he wants to sit there and watch these 19 kids and these parents in this bullshit reality show? No, he doesn't want to fucking stand there and record this shit. But it's a fucking check. By you signing this petition and not even almost, but they had no intention of stopping the show. But if they did, you're taking food out of their fucking mouths, all right? Their families. We got fucking Christmas coming up. And I know the fucking, the couple with the 19 kids, they need this show. Because goddamn, that's a lot of fucking toys. I'll tell you that shit. It was something else with a petition that pissed me off this year. Well, it was I did a podcast about it. The Breaking Bad toy. You remember that shit? A mom was disgusted at this Breaking Bad toy that they had at Toys R Us. So what did she do? Made a little petition. And she ended up getting the fucking toys pulled. What a cunt. Oh, God. So there's your TV news for you. A couple that fucks a lot almost got this show canceled by some cunt with a petition. There you go. How's that? I bet you won't see that on the fucking newspaper. Huh? Whoever listens to my podcast for like news, like pop culture and all that stuff, I feel really bad for you. What are you doing listening to me? I have no business telling you about what's going on in the world. All right? I just fucking babble. Keep listening, though. Don't stop. But, where am I going with this? I don't know. I just thought you should know. Because I hate that. I hate just the thought that you could make a petition, a couple of people sign it, and 180,000 people, that's a couple. Think of the world. How many billions, 1,800, can possibly cancel a show? Apparently, people like the show, so they just told them to go fuck themselves. But I don't know, just the idea that, you know, a couple of people don't like a show, they could get it taken off the air when they can simply use their thumb and change the goddamn station. It just boggles my fucking mind that people haven't figured out how to change a goddamn station. You don't gotta watch it. Believe me. Do you think I still watch Gotham? I stopped watching it. Why? Because it fucking sucks. So what did I do? Oh, I made a petition. No, I fucking just changed the goddamn station. Even though I feel like they should. I feel like I should make a petition to get that show off the air. Because they're raping one of the greatest fucking characters ever created in comic books. Let me know. Okay, I'm sorry. Oh, jeez. My apologies. What am I apologizing for? I don't know. Are we still recording? Yep, we're still going. How about some music news this week? Young man, a rapper, 20 years old, goes by the name of Bobby Smurda. God damn it. This young man, just got arrested. Arrested on a conspiracy, reckless endangerment, and, gun possession. This story right here, this story is the perfect example of when I say rap music is exactly like pro wrestling. Exactly like pro wrestling. All right? It's the same shit. It's guys playing roles. The Million Dollar Man, Ted DiBiase, is Jay-Z. The Junkyard Dog is, I don't know, DMX. The Big Boss Man is Rick Ross. You get it. And the illusion is the same. The illusion of pro wrestling and hip-hop are the same. You know, rappers, you know, well, I should say the illusion for younger kids is the same. You know, that, you know, these younger kids think that wrestling is not necessarily real, but they don't know that they're playing characters, all right? It's the same thing with hip-hop. When these kids hear hip-hop, they really think that these kids are killing somebody or shooting someone when they're not in reality. Well, apparently not. Bobby Shmurda is killing people, but allegedly, I should say. But, you know, it's the same. The Undertaker isn't really a fucking zombie from Death Valley, you know? It's the same thing as 50 Cent isn't really shooting anybody, okay? 50 Cent is sitting courtside at a fucking Knicks game with Meryl Streep, okay? He's not popping off at the gun anymore. Now, where was I going with this? Oh, yes, Bobby Smurda. Yeah. Yeah, it's a case of this young man, I guess he needed the street cred. He was already in the hood. He was already ghetto as fuck. But, dude, you just got a record deal. Get out of that. That's why you get the record deal. So you don't gotta be in the fucking hood. You don't gotta be in the trap anymore. To my listeners who don't listen to rap music or probably or don't have any black friends, the trap, the trap is the corner where you sell drugs. Okay? That's what it is. Now, I can't talk shit about the kid because lyrically, I think he's trash. But he does have that one single out. What's it called? I think it's called Hot Nigga. And that's my fucking shit. Yo, the beat goes so fucking hard. I love it. It's definitely, it's a guilty pleasure is what I call it. All right? I'm not no hip-hop aficionado, okay, but I don't know, it's something about this song, it's just the fucking beat, it's just so goddamn hard. Listen to it. You'll be dancing too, goddamn it. You probably won't be paying attention to the lyrics. Here, I'll decipher some of the lyrics for you. There's a line in the song, "Caught a body about a week ago." You know what that means? That means he killed someone about a week ago. there's another one. If you're not a hoe, get up out my trap house. A trap house? Well, you know what a hoe is. But a trap house is a house where they make drugs. Or they cook their drugs up. And they distribute it from that house. That's a trap house. I'm not snitching on them, all right? They wrote the fucking song. They're snitching on themselves, all right? I'm just breaking it down for some of you who might not, you know what the fuck they're talking about. Just listening to the beat, all right? Just breaking it down. So, yeah, I guess that's my, yeah, fuck it. This is my music video of the week. Watch the video. Oh, my God, it is ghetto fabulous. You want to scare the shit out of white people? Show them this video right here. Oh, God. There's this one dude in the background. First off, everyone in this video looks like somebody that I purchased weed from back in New Haven. It's ghetto fabulous is what I call it. There's a dude in the video. He has on a Bill Cosby sweater. And he has long, straight hair. Let me tell you something about that individual. That is the most dangerous goon in that group right now, all right? He obviously does not give a fuck. He has on his dead father's sweater. He just doesn't give a shit, all right? Bobby Smurda. The name of the song is it Hot Nigga? Is that the name of it? Hold on. I hope no one's offended by that word. Hot. I'm just playing. Nigga is what I'm talking about. Let me see here. Let me find the song. I got it here. You know what? Fuck it. I'll just play it. All right? It's my podcast. I'll probably just play it right here or during while I'm talking. I don't know. Post-production. Bobby Smurda. The name of the song is called Hot Nigga. Listen to it. Go on YouTube. Watch the video. Just tell me what you think of it. All right? Later. All right, that's the podcast. Thanks for listening. The Rain Man Podcast, iTunes and Stitcher, and fizzbutton.net. You'll find me on all those three. Follow me on Twitter. Just search The Rain Man Podcast. What else? I think that's about it, folks. You know what? Yeah, no more plugs. That's it. Oh, yeah. Send questions, comments to the email at therainmanpodcast@yahoo.com. And you know what? That's about it. All right. Once again, happy holidays. Be safe. Be careful. Stick with the family. All right. No need to do anything crazy. Stay at home. Sit down. Start the fire. Watch Christmas Vacation. Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, Bad Santa, all the Christmas classics, and enjoy it with the family, all right? And that's about it. I think that's all for now. Next week is New Year's. I have a podcast right before New Year's, so that's going to be cool. And you know what? That's it, all right? Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. Kwanzaa still doesn't count. Bye.
Yo, Ray, that's you, baby? Damn, man. I heard all these things about you, man. Boy, I heard you been doing your thing, man. Wait, let me tap them pockets, man. Them pockets fat. You know I'm going to get mine. Yo, Ray, baby, check this out. Yo, we done went through so many trials and tribulations, man. It's a shame, man. But you know I told you but who the devil is, man. Always watch them people who lie to you. When people try to cheat you, man, at your money, I told you, you ain't let me teach you at your money. Shit, man, what? You gonna let another nigga cheat you out your money, boy? You crazy? All right, watch the tricks, baby. Because the trick is a lie. And a lie is a thief. Trust me, baby. You know what I'm saying? Now give me a couple hundred, man. So I'm gonna do my thing, man. I'm going on the road when you get it, when you... Yo, I already had the vision. Yo, Ray, I had a vision. I seen you, man, at the Madison Square Garden. And I just came through and you said, yo. And it was real, son. And you took the world by storm. They didn't understand it because they didn't see that far. They couldn't see the forest from the trees. But, Ray, I'm going to tell you, it's your time, man. Go get that paper, man. You understand? Get that paper, man, because it belonged to you, man. Laws of God. Trust, keep a law in your heart, brother. And you won't fail. Trust me. Always remember, how far did Dow travel? Dow travel as far as the dimension he could see. What you see. That's all I can say, baby. Watch the liar. Watch the cheat. And watch the thief.